For today, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures in the lower 80s. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 15. Tonight, clear, we'll drop down to 43. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 70. Thursday night, mostly clear. We could see some areas of fog. We'll see temperatures right around 39 degrees. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 45.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new survey of bankers shows 82% of agriculture lenders reported a decline in farm profitability in the last 12 months, but the pace of the decline has slowed. The survey was produced by the American Bankers Association and Farmer Mac. It shows 51% of ag lenders noted an increase in the demand for agricultural operating loans, while there was no notable change in the demand for agricultural real estate loans. Now, despite the findings, the survey of more than 580 ag lenders revealed that agriculture loan approval rate is at 84%. An ABA spokesperson said that overall, the data shows that lenders are a little more optimistic about what's ahead compared with last year. The survey, conducted twice per year, is a joint effort to provide a look at the agricultural economy and market forces from the perspective of ag lenders. The next survey is scheduled to launch in December of this year. Enrollment for Farm Bill Safety Net programs open as of yesterday. The Department of Agriculture announcing the enrollment period this week for farmers and ranchers with base acres in the Ag Risk Coverage, known as ARC, or the Price Loss Coverage, known as PLC. The Safety Net programs, they can enroll for the 2018 crop year. The enrollment period ends October 1st of next year. Producers on a farm that are not enrolled for the 2018 enrollment period will not be eligible for financial assistance from ARC or the PLC programs for 2018 should crop prices or farm revenues fall below the historic price or revenue benchmark established by the program, according to USDA. Producers who have made their elections in previous years must still enroll during the 2018 enrollment period. USDA says producers should contact the local farm service agency or local FSA website for more information on that sign up. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station and AgView.net.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Rugged Power Legendary Hemi Engine.
This truck is the essence of hard work.
And it's built to deliver on every job.
The Ram 1500 Bighorn.
It's Ram Power Days at Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Beatrice.
Get a 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn with a Hemi right now with up to $11,000 in rebates. This beast is built to haul more than ass.
Test drive one today during Ram Power Month at Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Beatrice or online at twinriv.com.
Must finance with Chrysler Capital. See dealer for details.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A Kansas man has been sentenced to federal prison in a child pornography investigation that began in Germany. U.S. Attorney Tom Beal announced that 31-year-old Noah Martin of Lawrence was sentenced to over 8 years in federal prison for two counts of possession and distribution of child pornography. The investigation began when police in Germany compiled a list of people in the U.S. who downloaded a video of a young girl being sexually abused. The Kansas Corporation Commission has rejected a request from three gas companies, staying with its original ruling that they need to speed up the replacement of obsolete pipeline deemed a safety risk. The commission ruled in September that Atmos Energy, Black Hills Energy, and Kansas Gas Service need to create a 10-year plan to replace unprotected and bare steel pipes. The companies filed a petition for reconsideration, but the commission rejected it last week, telling the three companies to develop an accelerated replacement plan within 3 months and a final plan within 6 months. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey pros, from property updates to new construction, Lowe's makes it easy to save during our Ready to Refresh event. Get up to 30% off appliance special values, including great brands like GE. That's up to 30% off washers, dryers, refrigerators, and more. And knock new doors off your list with up to 10% off select in-stock Therma-Tru entry doors. For details, see lowesforpros.com or stop by the Pro Desk at your nearest Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 9/28 through 10/31. Door offer valid 10/23 through 11/3. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3030 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3030.
U.S. officials say a Kansas teenage girl who was taken to Syria by her father several years ago is now with U.S. authorities and will be returned home. She has said that her father supported the Islamic State group. Officials say U.S. allied Syrian forces turned her over to the U.S. military. She's now in State Department custody in Iraq. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office is searching for 40-year-old Darnell Coleman, a suspect in connection to the death of a woman whose body was found near train tracks in the south central Kansas town of Peck on Monday. 40-year-old Tamson Kaiser was pronounced dead at the scene, and emergency responders noticed trauma to the body. Coleman is described as a black male standing 6 feet 1 inches tall and weighing 190 pounds. He has black hair and brown eyes. A monthly survey of business leaders suggests that economic conditions are still improving in the Midwest states. A report released today says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index rose to 58.8 in October from 58.2 in September. I'm Stephanie Austin.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A competency evaluation has been ordered for a man accused of pulling an emergency brake to stop an Amtrak train in south central Nebraska. The attorney for Taylor Wilson of St. Charles, Missouri, told a judge Monday that Wilson was incompetent to stand trial. The train stopped October 21st in Oxford, about 200 miles southwest of Omaha. Court documents say a deputy found a loaded gun in Wilson's waistband. A monthly survey of business leaders suggests that economic conditions are still improving in the Plains states. A Mid-America Business Conditions Index rose to 58.8 in October from 58.2 in September. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the national and regional indices indicate the manufacturing sector is expanding at a very healthy pace. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. when you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Making off with less than $100, a Beatrice man was arrested shortly after a mid-afternoon robbery at Great Western Bank in Beatrice Monday. Terry Lee Bales, age 54, of Beatrice, had demanded money at the facility at 10th and Court. He was arrested a short time later after authorities responded to a 911 call from the bank, and Beatrice Middle School was on lockdown a couple blocks north of a location for a short time until the arrest. Bales fled on foot and was arrested several blocks from the bank. Seneca firemen responded to a fire in Oneida Monday morning around 8:30 a.m. Minor damage, estimated at $500, was reported to a trailer house used for storage. Firemen were on the scene for half an hour and the cause was ruled accidental. There were no injuries. Field fires were reported Sunday in Washington County, with the Washington Department responding to 2318 18th Road and the Palmer Department responding south of Palmer. Northeast Kansas Community Action Program will hold a low-income election for the northern region, including Marshall, Nemaha, Brown, Donovan, Jewell, Republic, and Smith counties for the Multi-County Board of Directors low-income representative on Wednesday and Thursday at their centers from 8:30 to 11 and from 1 until 3. The election will be one representative elected to serve on the NECAP Multi-County Board of Directors beginning in January for a three-year term. Absentee ballots are available prior to Election Day. For information, contact NECAP 785-742-2222. Marysville Convention and Tourism is holding a public meeting on Wednesday at noon at City Hall to discuss placement of bike racks downtown. Everyone is invited to come and offer their thoughts on designs and locations. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director Ellen Barber will moderate a community meeting Thursday evening in Waterville, seeking public input as to business ideas that could fill vacant buildings in Blue Rapids and Waterville. The event Thursday evening begins at 6 at the Waterville Community Center and is open to all Blue Rapids and Waterville residents. Mary Darlene Young, age 89, of Marysville, formerly of Oquito, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial Friday at 1:30 at the Oquito Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Darlene Young. Daryl Dotson, age 79, of Buffalo, New York, formerly of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel, in charge of arrangements for Daryl Dotson.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Hey, Turkey Lurkey, get ready for new classes at South Hill Pottery in November. Starting next week, 4 to 5:30 p.m., just in time to make turkeys to celebrate Thanksgiving. Class fees are $35 plus tax and include all materials for the turkeys. Stop in at South Hill Pottery on the Kester Block in downtown Marysville or see the South Hill Pottery Facebook page for more details. Space is limited, so sign up today.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, looking at the surface map, it does look like we do have a low pressure system making its way across the upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some rain and snow showers. Across the central parts of the Midwest, it does look like we do have this cold front that will extend, bringing us not really any precipitation. It just looks like we'll see a little bit of some clouds as we head over the next couple of days. Temperature wise, not too bad. We'll see temperatures in the mid to upper 50s throughout today and into tomorrow. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, a blend of clouds and sun to mostly cloudy skies, upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, cloudy skies, lower 40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, high of 59. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low near 35. As into Friday, we're going to see mostly sunny skies, temperatures at 51 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Making a living, making things grow. Live off the land. Just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
We're a community ag bank. We're experienced and we're local. We're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature, early November 63, record high on this date 88 in 1950. The average low 40, the record low is 19 in 1993. Sunset this evening 6:22, sunrise in the morning at 7:51.
There's a fresh calendar page today if you haven't noticed, and we will begin our 11th month with a look at November legends and weather lore from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 1st, the 305th day of the year. Author Stephen Crane and golf champ Gary Player were born on this day, and in 1870, the U.S. Weather Bureau began reports from distant stations by telegraph. November is ushered in by the Roman Catholic observance of All Saints Day. Tomorrow is All Souls Day. The 2 days together are known as Hallowtide. Weather lore says, if you cut a chip from a beech tree today and find it dry, the upcoming winter will be a warm one. And another legend says, if there's ice in November to bear a duck, there'll be nothing after but sludge and muck. We think that means a cold November is followed by a warm December. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find your local weather outlook at almanac.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. one insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. The World Series is tied at 3 games apiece after the L.A. Dodgers bullpen worked 4 1/3 shutout innings to lead to a 3-1 win over the Houston Astros. The Astros failed to score after George Springer homered in the third inning off Dodgers starter Rich Hill. Corey Seager lifted a tie-breaking sacrifice fly in the Dodgers' 2-run 6th off losing pitcher Justin Verlander before Jock Pederson added a 7th inning homer. Game 7 will take place tonight. First pitch at 7:20 in Los Angeles. The Kansas City Chiefs had struggled to take the ball away through their first 7 games, but picked off Trevor Seaman 3 times and recovered 2 fumbles in a 29-19 Monday night victory over Denver. It was a positive sign for a Chiefs defense that had been underperforming much of the season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey pros, from property updates to new construction, Lowe's makes it easy to save during our Ready to Refresh event. Get up to 30% off appliance special values, including great brands like GE. That's up to 30% off washers, dryers, refrigerators, and more. And knock new doors off your list with up to 10% off select in-stock Therma-True entry doors. For details, see lowesforpros.com or stop by the Pro Desk at your nearest Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 9/28 through 10/31. Door offer valid 10/23 through 11/3. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3030 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3030.
All session tickets for the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship first and second rounds at Intrust Bank Arena in Wichita will go on sale soon. Intrust announced yesterday that this coming Saturday at 10 o'clock, you'll be able to purchase tickets. They're priced at $240 and $270 and will be available for purchase through Select-A-Seat. Ticket sales for the event will be available only online at selectaseat.com. Ticket sales will not be available in person at the Select-A-Seat box office at Intrust Arena or by phone. 5 Jayhawks chipped in double-figure scoring efforts as number 3 Kansas dispatched the Pittsburgh State Gorillas last night inside Allen Fieldhouse. Redshirt sophomore guard Malik Newman led all scorers with 19 points on 7 of 10 shooting to treat the 16,300 fans in attendance to an exhibition win on Halloween night. Mid-America Network Sports.
Playoff game number 1 on a Tuesday Halloween. Your Marysville Bulldogs hosted the Norton Blue Jays. It started off slow, but started with a 14-yard touchdown run for D1 recruit Jace Reuter. Extra point was good. Norton up 7-0. At the end of the first quarter, Treyu Hornby gets a 4-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion was good. Marysville goes on top 8-7. The rest of the game is all Marysville. Treyu Hornby gets 5 total rushing touchdowns. The Marysville defense gets 2 touchdowns of their own. And Bulldogs roll over the Norton Blue Jays 62-21. The Marysville Bulldogs will be on the road to Larned on Saturday for a 3 p.m. kickoff. You can listen to that here on KNBY. And the Norton Blue Jays will go home their season ending. This was Brian Crott with KNBY Sports.
Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance proudly supports the Nemaha Central Thunder fall sports teams. From Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance in Seneca, call Brett at 785-336-7101 for your commercial and residential needs. Little big dump trucks and storage units, no job too big or small. Souther Building Supply is proud of the determination, dedication, and hard work shown so far this season from the Nemaha Central fall sports teams. The fans know the players' success will continue at this week's events. Good luck, guys and girls, from Souther Building Supply in Seneca. Proud to support our athletes. Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop is sure the talented Nemaha Central Thunder Fall sports teams have what it takes to dominate every sporting event this week. Good luck, boys and girls. Do your personal best. From the cheering fans at Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop in Seneca. Plumbing, heating, and air conditioning.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the 2017 Chevy Silverado pickups, a couple of 1500 model four-wheel drive and crew cab and double cab, 2500 model four-wheel drive crew cab, and the new 2017 and 2018 Colorado four-wheel drives in extended cab and crew cab short box at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
KNDY.
The first week of November is National Fig Week. These delicious fruits are packed with flavor and nutrition. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Enjoy fresh figs in early summer, and again later summer through early fall when they are in season. The soft, chewy fruit contains potassium that helps control blood pressure, calcium to keep your bones strong, and vitamin A that supports vision, fights aging, and helps with skin rejuvenation. Consider growing a fig or two in your landscape. They make attractive container plants for the patio or balcony. Their large leaves add texture to the landscape, and nothing beats harvesting fresh figs from your garden. Brown Turkey and Chicago Hardy cultivars have allowed even northern gardeners the opportunity to grow these sweet fruit. Plants die back to the ground in the winter, eliminating the early summer crop. Or move them into a sheltered location for the winter. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Our history books tell us the South had many slaveholding plantations in the years leading up to the Civil War, so it may be a little surprising to find such an operation here. As the only farmstead of its size in the area, and its unique story, is this edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Join Top Producer for the 7th Annual Executive Women in Agriculture Conference held downtown Chicago, November 29th to December 1st. This business-focused seminar dedicated to women producers and agribusiness professionals will allow attendees to expand their management skills and network with over 300 female peers. This year's keynote speaker is Steph Davis, a professional rock climber, base jumper, and skydiver. For more information and to register, visit execwomeninag.com.
Belgrove Plantation was built in the late 1790s. As Eric Campbell explains, it is a large farm that seems a bit out of place.
The Shenandoah Valley was different from the rest of Virginia. When you think of the Deep South or the South before the Civil War, as an example, you think of large plantations with hundreds of slaves growing a single cash crop, normally cotton. In the Deep South here in Virginia would be tobacco, but the Valley's different. Belgrove is the exception to the rule of the Valley.
Almost all of the farms in the Shenandoah Valley were under 200 acres and operated by one family.
Isaac Hyde Jr., who built the house and really created this 7,000-acre plantation here on the northern end of the Shenandoah Valley that had done something far different from his neighbors.
So why did Bell Grove Plantation sprout here?
He was an incredible businessman, and he could diversify. He grew not only the main cash crop for profit in the valley, which is wheat, not tobacco like the rest of Virginia. Wheat was the cash crop in the valley, but also he had numerous other businesses.
Those businesses included distilleries, grist and sawmills, livestock, and much more.
Using those various business interests, he was able to take what was originally given to him by his father, a 450-acre plot of land, and he built it over his lifetime into a 7,500-acre plantation.
The Rare Valley Plantation thrived for several decades, producing crops, meat, and other materials and supplies until the Civil War brought vast changes. Today, it is part of the Cedar Creek and Bell Grove National Historical Park. Traveling the countryside in Middletown, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.
Leave the weeds standing in your field over the winter, and you might have less of them sprouting up next spring. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Seems counterintuitive, but I'll explain why this might work when you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Welcome the birds, field mice, and other rodents in your fields this winter. They're helping you fight weeds, but they can only do this if you don't till the weeds in after harvest. Bob Hartzler is an extension weed specialist at Iowa State University. He was part of a study that indicated if you till weed seeds into the soil, it buries them and prevents scavenging mice and birds from finding the seeds. On the other hand, if you let weed seeds sit on the soil's surface, the critters will eat them. And that means fewer weeds to fight in the spring.
There's not a lot of studies that have documented exactly how much weed populations are reduced. But we do know that the predators can consume high quantities of the seeds. If we put the seeds out there and monitor their fate, the predators can consume 60, 70% of the seeds that are there, maybe even more.
In the study, researchers spread weed seeds on the soil surface. Some of the seeds were covered with a screen to keep insects and rodents away. The rest of the seeds were left uncovered. In this area, Hartzler says the weed population the next spring was reduced by 50%. It's a win-win situation, he says, because the critters are munching on them all winter.
The seeds of the weeds are full of nutrients, and it's probably the most nutrient-dense source of feed that they can get. During other times of the year, many of those predators would feed on foliage, but in the seed, nutrients are much more concentrated, and so it's the most efficient way for them to store food for the winter.
The seed-eating activity is likely to be in small, concentrated areas and not uniform across the field. Learn more about leaving the weed seeds for wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a land auction of 320 acres Pottawatomie County grassland for Mrs. Richard Mary Helen Howell Estate. Saturday, November 4th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Blaine Church Hall. Sold in two tracts, each 160 acres more or less. The pastures are located 4 miles west of Highway 99 on the Pottawatomie-Marshall County line. Neither have buildings. Both are fenced grassland with spring water, draws, and a few trees. Both farms will be sold separately as individual tracts. This land is located in a good farming community. For inspection, phone Rob, Tim, or Tom with Olmsted Real Estate. This land auction for the Howell Estate, Saturday, November 4th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Blaine Church Hall. Olmsted Real Estate will conduct the auction.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
This is the 25th anniversary of the advent of the Combine Yield Monitor, and one might say the kickoff of precision agriculture. More today on the Farm Journal Report.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Steve Cubbage believes some of the credit for the impressive yield gains for corn the past 25 years should go to the Combine Yield Monitor. Cubbage is a precision ag consultant and farmer from Nevada, Missouri, and his company is called Record Harvest. He says the first commercial yield monitor was invented by Al Myers of Ag Leader.
And I can still remember in the early days, farmers coming to the farm shows and literally asking me the question of, well, how is this going to make me any money? And some of those answers weren't easy to say back then, but I think we've understood how it makes you money now and why it's important.
Cubbage says Ag Leader sold only 10 units in 1992. 3 years later, sales were up to 1,500 units. Now, he says, yield monitors are standard equipment on nearly every combine sold.
I use the term a lot when speaking to farmers that this yield map and the data behind it is truly your farm's report card. It's really the essence of every management decision you've made throughout that growing season, and it's the bottom line of what actually took place out there in the fields on an acre-by-acre basis.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The fate of the North American Free Trade Agreement depends on U.S. tax reform in agriculture. Well, that according to the former U.S. Ambassador to Mexico, Jim Jones, who said that if tax reform passes, President Trump would be more interested in listening to reason on NAFTA and other issues. Jones said Trump is less interested in substance than his political victories. Now, following a decision on tax reform, Jones says agriculture groups will be critical in persuading the administration to stick with NAFTA, adding that pressure from farm groups will increase after tax reform debate. He says that once tax reform is concluded, agriculture leadership would be so outraged at the possibility of leaving NAFTA, there'd be a good chance we'll negotiate. U.S. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer and Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts have both said agriculture trade would be critical to ensuring a successful NAFTA agreement. A study by Florida State University shows consumers regularly mix up food labels. Florida State University Institute of Food and Agriculture Sciences says consumers mix up food labeled organic and non-genetically modified, and some view the two labels as the same. A national survey of more than 1,000 consumers gauged their willingness to pay for food labeled genetically modified versus non-genetically modified. In the study, when consumers looked at packages of granola bars labeled non-GMO project, they were willing to spend 35 cents more than for the boxes that had a text that read contains genetically modified ingredients. And with the USDA organic label, consumers are willing to pay 9 cents more. Meanwhile, consumers indicated they're willing to pay 35 cents more for apples labeled non-GMO project and 40 cents more for apples labeled USDA organic. Organizers say the results led them to conclude that consumers don't distinguish between definitions of the two food labels. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
AgView, Successful Farming, Farming America, National Farm Report, Farm Journal, and Mid-America Ag News. We've got farming and agriculture covered. Farm and Home Information Radio, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KMDY.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Lots of green in cattle as we go through the middle of the day here on Wednesday. December live cattle up 52 at 126.15. February up 40 at 129.92. November feeders up 17 at 159.60. January feeders up 105 at 160.62. Hogs seem to be holding out here. December hogs down 87 at 67.12. So maybe we'll get hogs to join the cattle in nice little rally before we get to the end of the day. Corn is up. Wheat is not. December corn is up 2 at 347 and 3 quarters. March corn is up 1 and 3 quarters at 361 and a quarter. Later months are all green. Having trouble with the wheat today. Chicago wheat started out green, but that's given way. Kansas City wheat's been down all day. December KC wheat down a half a cent at 416. March down a half a cent at 434. So those struggles continue with wheat. Minneapolis wheat is showing some small gains. November soybeans up 7 1/4 at 981. January beans up 6 3/4 at 991 1/2. Later months are all in the green too. The products are coming along. December soybean meal is $1.70 higher at $3.13.50. January bean meal is up $1.70 at $3.15.50. December bean oil up 13 at $34.88. Jan bean oil is up 13 points as well at $35.05. So things look well in soy complex. Cotton is up today. December cotton up 9 points at $68.47. March is up 23 at $68.57. Crude oil saw some green early, but that's given way. December crude down a nickel now at $54.33. January crude is down 4 cents at $54.55 a barrel. Unleaded gas still is up. Heating oil and natural gas are both down. And gold is seeing a good day today. December gold up $7 currently at $1,277.40 an ounce. February gold is up $7.20 at $1,281.90. So a good day for gold so far. Mixed numbers in the futures markets here on Wednesday. Update Mid-America Ag Network.
Don't miss the 2017 Plumbix Badden National Finals Steer Roping, November 10th and 11th at the Kansas Star Arena. Tickets will be hard to find when the PRCA's top steer ropers throw at PRCA Gold. See this year's field made up of the sport's greatest ropers battling to put their name in the history books over the two-day championship. Get your tickets for $25 at KansasStarCasino.com or Ticketmaster.com. The Plumbix Badden National Finals Steer Roping, 7:30 p.m. November 10th and 11th at the Kansas Star Arena.
Want to know where the cattlemen with the best results and highest returns keep their secrets? Most of the winning producers from the city's edge to the county line are seeing the year-over-year advantage of Pellet Technology USA's line of power feeds. They're consistent, sustainable, help our ag economy, and will give you that efficiency bump that you've been looking for. All the other producers will be green with envy. So find out more about power feeds. Call David at 402-509-8775. That's 402-509-8775.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson with some good news for hay producers in the United States because of a growing export market. I'll talk about it after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
A couple of weeks ago at the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, we talked to the president of the National Hay Association, Amy Freeberg, and we just briefly touched on the export market for hay produced in America. Well, now, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, big things are happening in the export market for American hay. For the last two decades, Japan has been the number one buyer of our hay crop. But in recent years, demand by China, Korea, United Arab Emirates, and most recently Saudi Arabia has gone up rather sharply. And the imports by Saudi Arabia from the western United States, which was nearly zero almost 4 years ago, now accounts for 1.5 million metric tons from the United States. According to the Foreign Agricultural Service, the U.S. is the largest alfalfa hay supplier to Saudi Arabia. And why the increased demand by these countries? Well, according to a separate University of California alfalfa report, the federal agency says the U.S. holds major production advantages, including high-quality hay grown under dry conditions. Plus, we have the transportation and the infrastructure to handle the export market. About 15% of the alfalfa hay production and about 50% of the grass hay volume grown in seven western hay-producing states is now exported. That includes hay from California, Arizona, Utah, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Nevada. It seems like every cropping system has its economic cycles, and the hay producers are now going through that. So anyway, why is Saudi Arabia buying our hay? Well, they're trying to build some dairy operations in the desert, and they can't have enough water to produce hay. back with a final word after this message.
When snow flies, you think about your beef herd and the quality Purina rations they need to weather Mother Nature's fury. And it's time to think about Farmers Cooperative Fall Cattle Protein Booking. Savings on protein tubs and blocks, range cubes, creep starter, and liquid feeds. All at special pricing to lock in great savings. See your local Purina expert at the Farmers Cooperative to book your order now through November 30th while supplies last.
We know that corn and soybeans and wheat are big export commodities, but welcome to the club in the export world, American hay. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
There are a lot of feeder calves going to market this fall. It's a buyer's market, and producers are looking for ways to add value to their calf crop on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
Most feeder calves in the United States are born in the spring and are going to market now. Cow-calf producers have been in expansion mode over the past few years, leading to a large supply of feeder calves. The increase in animals has created a buyer's market, and producers are looking for ways to add value to their calf crop. John Grimes is an extension beef coordinator at Ohio State University. He says there are several things that can give you an edge.
They talk about these VAC 45 programs. That's kind of the industry standards now where they're preconditioned and they've been weaned for 45 days. Bunk broke, castration, dehorning, control of pests, those things all add value. Those kind of things are extremely important to a buyer.
Uniformity is also important to a buyer, but it's hard to put a semi-load of like calves together if you have a small herd. Grimes recommends partnering with your neighbors and fill the truck with uniform calves by weight, sex, or breeding. Traditional feeder sales are always a marketing option. However, there is a growing trend of using the internet as a marketing tool.
Maybe they're more into Western states, video auctions, you know, pre-selling the calves. I know a lot of those happen during the summer months where they're sold for delivery at a set date at a certain size. I know in the East you're starting to see more of those kind of sales. I think some of the weekly auction markets are looking at creative things to do to help merchandise cattle. So maybe to reduce the stress, maybe they're sold and delivered from the farm and they don't go through a weekly auction.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about adding value to feeder calves at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. The chairman of the United States Senate Agriculture Committee issued perhaps his most direct public warning to the Trump administration on a possible North American free trade agreement pullout. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Pat Roberts spoke to a U.S. Chamber of Commerce audience in Washington, D.C. on the strategy President Trump and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer are pursuing on NAFTA, threatening Mexico and Canada with a pullout.
I know Bob Lighthizer. He's a good man. He worked for Senator Bob Dole for 15 years. He knows the value of agriculture. But the path that he may take and that of the president is a path that I think is fraught with a lot of dangers.
Roberts says that the United States is coming to a crossroads on NAFTA, with negotiations so far yielding little progress. He urged producers and manufacturers to push back against the pervasive view that NAFTA has not benefited the economy.
We must commit to challenge this view, set the record straight, and explain what is at stake. These issues affect real jobs, real lives, real people. Now, I've taken my concerns to the top since day one of this administration. I have personally told the president how important free trade is to agriculture, not once, not twice, but on three occasions.
Chairman Roberts predicts the fate of the nation's economy will rest on open trade.
Fact, Canada and Mexico have ranked in the top three destinations for U.S. agriculture exports since 2001, and have continuously been ranked in the top five destinations for U.S. ag exports since NAFTA was signed back in 1993.
He says the U.S. must remain a reliable supplier with its neighbors Mexico and Canada. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
The Ford year-end sales event is here. Now with 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 cash back across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Now with exclusive holiday offers. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 Ford credit cash across a full lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment on cars and SUVs. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment on F-150. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 30th, 2017. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.